Much of the work on the State Department's permitting process has been done by an international consulting firm, Cardinal Entrix, headquartered in Houston. The State Department confirms that Cardinal Entrix drew up the environmental impact study, set up public hearings in 6 states to determine whether the project is in the national interest, and maintains the State Department's Keystone XL website. The consulting firm is also collecting and collating public comments. A State Department spokesman says his agency is monitoring the consultant's work, but environmentalists aren't convinced. Ryan Salmon is energy policy advisor for National Wildlife Federation.
It appears that some of the comments that our members submitted, as well as members of other environmental groups, were somehow lost in the comment collection process.
The State Department says it's common practice to use a contractor at the applicant's expense so taxpayers don't have to foot the bill for the permitting process. But Salmon says Cardinal Entrix works closely with TransCanada on other regulatory issues outside the Keystone XL project and lists TransCanada on its website as a client.
The more that we learn about this permitting process, the clearer it becomes that the ties between the State Department and the industry are really too close to ensure an unbiased consideration of the project.
A spokeswoman for Cardinal Entrix says the agency, as a third-party contractor, can't comment on the project. This week, 3 environmental groups filed suit in Nebraska against the Department of State, Department of Interior, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for allowing TransCanada to begin clearing a route through the Sandhills region before permits have been issued. And 17 green organizations sent a letter to President Barack Obama asking him to take the permitting process out of the State Department's control. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.